broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances are one of the great ways to peacefully restore the republic. Welcome to the broadcast. And man, we had a barn burner broadcast yesterday, to say the least. We had more news the networks refused to use than you could possibly imagine. I'm going to try to go through it as quick as I can, but man, there was a mountain of news, to say the least. We talked about this WorldNet Daily exclusive. Donald Trump faces rebellion from more than 267 mayors, ladies and gentlemen. What they're saying literally is screw the federal government. Here's the bottom line. I talked about the breakdown of the checks and balances, so critical to the saving of our republic. The check and balance between the federal government and the states. There is dual sovereignty, according to Justice Antonin Scalia and the Founding Fathers, where the federal government has very limited, defined, delegated authority to deal with foreign affairs and very simple nationally across state lines issues. Very narrowly defined. That's their authority, and they have sovereignty in that authority, delegated by the people. The states, on the other hand, have very broad-based authority to deal with domestic affairs, and they have their own sovereign reality in that, and it's a dual sovereignty principle. They share delegated power based on the consent of the governed, authorizing. Now, understand, the governed, that's us, we the people, have ultimate authority because we can retract our delegation to them, or our delegating of power to them. Okay, but there's a separation designed there for a check and balance. There's also checks and balances on the federal level between the three branches of government, the executive, the judicial, the legislative, etc. Well, there's principles that can stop or rein in out-of-control governments, and one of them is called nullify or nullification. And we agree that in the domestic realities, in the broad jurisdictional reality, the states can do what they want to and tell the federal government to fly a kite. And there's broad latitude to do so. And the federal government should be kept in its box. You don't have authority, feds. We're not doing that. We're nullifying now. State legislative bodies, the people, and the state governors have real broad authority to do that. And they ought to do that regularly. However, whenever there is a delegated authority to the federal government, the states and the cities have no authority to literally challenge that. This is a republic, not a democracy. This is a delegated authority reality. We the people provide just delegations or authority delegated to these entities based on the principles replete with the checks and balances that makes America so unique among nations. All right, and we need to understand these checks and balances. So when the federal government has 267 mayors defying Barack Obama, not Donald Trump. See, they didn't defy Barack Obama. In fact, back in the day, they ran around and said how much they didn't have any choice. They had to obey the federal government. But see, they obey the federal government when they want to sell us down the river. They don't obey the federal government when they want to stand up. Sanctuary cities are a great example. Look, we have literally delegated authority to the federal government to deal with our nation's borders and domestic protection because it's a foreign issue. Stop foreigners from affecting us domestically. And that's a foreign authority given protecting our borders given to the federal government. Now, the states are defying that with these sanctuary cities all across the country. They don't have the right or the authority to do that, folks. They just don't. Well, there are 267 mayors literally ignoring the federal government now on this climate change treaty or whatever you want to call it, agreement. Okay? So the federal government now says, we're not doing that. We're backing out of it. The states and the cities are saying, no, we're going to go along anyway. These 267 mayors, they don't have authority to defy the federal government on that. We ought to toss 267 mayors in prison. because they're violating their delegated authority reality based on the checks and balances, folks. All right, now Sarah Palin filed a defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, saying they published a statement about her that they intentionally knew was false. Boy, do I hope she has success there. Many of us have felt abused by the mainstream press. By the way, there's been four major journalistic retractions by CNN this month alone. And CNN's been forced to apologize. It's been a fiasco. They got caught lying over and over and over. And then Kirk Crosby wisely pointed out even months ago, they said they were going to quit lying. I guess that was a lie as well. Three CNN journalists even decided, well, it's debatable if they got fired, if they resigned. But after botched story on Trump-Russia connections. See, CNN just manufactures news big time, folks. Fed up media is sick of it, too. They're launching an all-out assault on the lying fake news media. WND.com with the details of that report. Judge Napolitano says that the former attorney general, Loretta Lynch, could possibly face 5 to 10 years in prison. The Senate is probing improper communication between the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Time will tell what happens with that. Is anything going to get done there? I hope so. We need accountability. Donald, lock them up, my friend. Do your job. Drain the swamp. Get it done. That's what you were elected to do, buddy. The Senate forced to delay legislation to, quote, dismantle the Affordable Care Act, dashing hopes of passing the bill before the July 4th recess of Congress. But it's not getting rid of or shutting down or eliminating or dismantling the Affordable Care Act, folks. It's just simply replace and promote. That's what it is. And Rand Paul wisely tweeted out and sent out an email to me and others. We've won. We've got them to hold off. I agree. The sad part is we're just playing defense here against our own team. It's absolutely stunning. The insiders, that's why Kurt always asks, why, what is a Republican? Boy, is he spot on. Is the Republican the guy like Rand Paul and others who are defending and saying, no, stop this, we don't want this? Or is the Republican the guy that's trying to slam dunk things we disagree with? The GOP, for example, is waffling on the abortion ban, on defunding Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Liberty Counsel Action Network's Matt Staver with that report. They're literally failing to stand up for pro-life. Now, Neil Gorsuch is. Donald Trump is. Where's your Republican members of Congress that should have their backs like no other on these pro-life issues? Huh? Where are they? Thus, the question Kurt always asks, who's a real Republican? Is it the pro-life guy? Is it Donald? Is it Gorsuch? Or is it these Republicans that pretend they're pro-life until it really comes down to it? The same Republicans that said they were going to repeal Barack Care, and they voted for it for 40-plus times, and once they really got the opportunity for a president to sign it, they renege, and they haven't put up a single vote to get that done since. BMW, good news, is going to increase jobs by 1,000. 1,000 new jobs and $600 million investment in a South Carolina car plant. That's great news. We hope there's more jobs where that came from. But Donald Trump really needs to double down and put some tariffs at the borders like he promised he would. He talked big on the election campaign trail, but I don't see anything happening now on that. 5 years after hitting 1 billion users, Facebook says that's nothing. They now got 2 billion users. That's monthly, according to TechCrunch. And that makes it the largest social media network in the world. In fact, USA Today notes that now Facebook has a bigger population than any single country. It is beyond imagination. And believe it or not, between Google and Facebook, they already garner 50%, half of all global advertising dollars, 50% concentrated into two companies. And there's allegations that these companies were backed by, created by, funded by the CIA. See why I say it's a criminal weaponized organization that should be abolished yesterday? Donald, if you want to drain the swamp, my friend, get that done, please. All right, the Department of Homeland Security is going to start building what they call border wall prototypes. this summer in the San Diego area, according to Ron Nixon and others. Now, I wish they'd quit just giving border-type samples and talking about the border wall. Donald promised to build it. Build it, Donald. You promised you would get it done. Now, by the way, I personally am not even for a border wall. Walls can be used to lock people in as easy as lock people out, and there's better ways than a wall. But it's symbolic, and Donald promised to build it. Let the master builder get it done, huh? We also talked about a Florida man. His name was Carlos Cash, and I guess he had some drywall powder on his seat of his truck. They thought it was cocaine. They locked him up for 3 months, found out they were wrong, and he was right. It was not drugs at all. Where's the due process of law, and where's the speedy trial, I ask? The rule of law is all important, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. We're still talking about yesterday's news. There's so much of it, and it's so critical to understand. For example, did you know that a Good Samaritan was literally branded a child predator and had his photo plastered across multimedia, social media over the weekend, all because he tried to help a lost child? I kid you not, an investigation literally revealed that the Good Samaritan was indeed trying to help. He was trying to locate the parents, witnesses say. Officers also confirmed the man, who has two children of his own, who was visiting friends in the area, went to the baseball game. His friends were off-duty police officers. And literally, the father beat the crap out of this guy because he grabbed the two-year-old child's hand at this crazy crowded baseball game. And he was looking for the parents, saying, you know what, you're lost, and he's trying to help. The father literally came up and beat the tar out of this guy, this Good Samaritan. Now, I understand the father's frustrations and being scared and everything, and I get it. What I don't get is taking such quick action without knowing any facts, number one. It's just this hostile society we find ourselves in. This violent, hostile, rush-to-judgment society. Okay? Now, the man who got beat up and who tried to help the child find her parents, the two-year-old child, he'd even declined to press charges related to the assault. He tells NBC Miami that he left town for fear. He says, this is crazy, and he had to leave town. He was so abused. Now, the sad part about all this, folks, is, again, where are we getting to in America when it's this hostile, this viral, this violent, this We've got to take a step back for a minute. Now, I get confronting the guy. Hey, what are you doing with my daughter kind of thing? I get that. Literally beating the tar out of the guy? I don't get. After finding out some of the facts, not believing the Good Samaritan, and literally going to Facebook to trash this guy? Where's the responsibility on the social media reality? They tell you that you and I aren't good because we don't carry the same news headlines they do. They say we're fake news, fake media, whatever. What about these guys? You literally have Facebook promoting that this guy's a sexual child predator. He's no such thing. And you got this man going. So anyway, what a disgrace. What a sad tale. But the most important reality here is we need to understand people are innocent until proven guilty, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say that again. People are innocent until proven guilty. That's true for the poor man that had drywall dust on his car seat or his truck seat. The government thought he had cocaine. He did not. He had to sit in jail for 90 days before that got worked out. Crazy. Where's the due process? Where's the speedy trial? This guy barbecued in the court of public opinion. Literally Facebook peddling fake news that he's a child predator when he's not. There needs to be accountability, folks. I'm telling you right now. By the way, there's a cyber attack that's been launching around the world. The BBC reports, and all I'm telling you is it's growing, growing, growing. Look out. Protect yourself big time. We also talked about the deep bench for SCOTUS fans. What are we talking about? 2.5 months in, how's Neil Gorsuch doing on the Supreme Court? And the consensus is that he's making his constitutionalist mark already, doing a great job, they say. I pray that's true. We also talked about Serena Williams. She's an incredible player, but should be ranked like 700. If she was on the men's circuit. Yeah, that's a very provocative statement made by John McEnroe, and there's a big old to-do about it. And the bottom line is he's got a valid point. They want him to apologize, saying that he's a chauvinist against females. He's saying, no, I'm just pointing out the truth. And this is a battle that's been going on between the sexes and athletics for a long time. Can women compete in men's leagues? And the answer is they can't. They simply cannot. Now, I'm not saying you can't find an exception, folks. But I'm saying for the most part, there are differences, I should say, within the sexes. Understand those differences are complementary, not adversarial, folks. The sooner we learn to quit these divisions in our society, we don't need black against white, white against black, male against female, conservative against liberal. Let's start to heal the divides in America. Let's stand together. If you disagree with something, just walk away. If you agree with something, stand up. Work together. If you disagree with something, you don't need to attack people. Talk about principles and take the opportunity to educate rather than attack. We can do this, folks. We are Americans. Why no one shouts, Jesus is great, when they go crazy and kill people? Joseph Farah wrote an article about this that's incredible. Literally talking about because Christians don't do that kind of stuff. We are a Christian nation, folks, and that's why we highly encourage folks to follow the Prince of Peace. Let's back away from these arguments and these divisions and these attacks and these. Let's just stop the violence, stop the anger, stop the hate, stop the. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center says, I'm one of the greatest hate groups in the world. I mean, these people are crazy. Who's who of nonprofits, you might ask? Bob Unruh even writes about these attacks on these groups, saying, who's a hate group? He writes a great breakdown about the Southern Poverty Law Center and this attack on a lot of Christian organizations, pro-life organizations, saying they're hate groups. Matthew Staver will be on with us on Monday, July 3rd, coming up. He'll be talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center's hostile attack on the Liberty Council and on Matt Staver personally. Now they're going after him. We'll break that down just for you. We also talked about the reality story of desperate Venezuelans. They're setting sights on Colombia as worry mounts. People are literally fleeing in our hemisphere, folks. Well, I guess the Venezuela, what's that, South America, Kurt? I guess that's not in our hemisphere, right? But it's starting to
it's
move.
It's pretty close to way. Us, you know what I mean? Yeah. There you go.
It's moving that way. And the bottom line is you've literally got more and more and more unstable countries getting closer and closer to the United States. All right, we talked about a sketch that the question is, does it prove that JFK was assassinated by two men? And basically the One of the leaders there that investigated this thing literally said there was bullets coming from two directions. Our question is, why is this coming out now? What is this, Kurt, 60 years later? Why is that coming out now?
Yeah, that was 63. This is 2017. Yeah, that's pretty much. And, you know, this
How
is
long
a
is that,
sketch that a doctor that held his head
93, wrote. 113,
I mean, he wrote 50. This sketch up then, and yet, you know, the Warren Commission didn't even see this?
Well, they just lied, Kurt, and covered it up, and we still don't have the pay dirt on this assassination.
That's that transparency thing going on.
All right. Well, I guess arrests are made after 10 Commandments monument at Arkansas Capitol. I guess it was shattered. This guy just trashed it with his vehicle, Kurt. Now, this is not the first time this guy has done this either. He did this in 13 to another monument. They just said that it was kind of temporary insanity. He had mental issues at the time. They didn't even charge him back then. Now he strikes again and shatters the monument, but the folks that put the Ten Commandments monument up say we're obeying the rule of law and we'll bring it back. That's the good news. Sean Hannity on the Seth Rich murder says, my investigation continues, and good for you, Sean. I hope you have the backbone of a lion. I hope you stand up and get it done. I hope you can join with Liberty Roundtable and others that are doing their very best to find out the truth on this. It's critical that we have the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to keep on that story. That's the recap of hard-hitting news the networks refused to use. It took us a long time to get through that one. That was a blockbuster day yesterday. It's all available if you want to hear the breakdown details at libertyroundtable.com. Archives are available for your listening pleasure at your convenience. It's called Radio on Demand, libertyroundtable.com. If you have the heart to help us and a little bit of cash, please financially support us. libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsdaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com are our three premier websites. And every penny you give us will be used to grow our presence in the media. Because remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. And the new media is taking center stage. And you can be part of helping us grow our presence in the media and challenge them at every turn. All right, welcome to the broadcast. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Let's talk about vote fraud for a second. You know, Donald accused of vote fraud when he was candidate Trump, and they laughed and mocked and said there's no vote fraud. But then Barack Obama came out and said, well, there is vote fraud, but everybody does it. And then they said, well, there's no vote fraud, and Donald says there is, and then Donald got elected, and he said, well, there's still vote fraud, but I'll accept the results. And, well, then they wouldn't accept the results. And then they said, well, there's not really vote fraud, but Donald got elected on election tampering. So there's not vote fraud, but there is election tampering. And how they push the Russian election tampering story while maintaining there's no vote fraud is a strange bird, to say the least. But it gets worse, because we've been reporting more and more and more that there's all kinds of people on the voter rolls that are fraudulent. And now we have even more pay dirt. Daily Caller Politics section has a headline. Rhode Island discovers 150,000 voters that are erroneously on rolls. So now it's not vote fraud. They're just erroneously on the rolls. We'll talk about that in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. California politicians are banning high-capacity gun magazines, the law going into effect in just a few days. Some say the law will do nothing to stop criminals, but it could make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Whether those citizens need high-capacity magazines is another question. At least one sheriff will not be enforcing the law. The sheriff of Shasta County said, quote, "We're not going to be knocking on anybody's door looking for them." Californians have four options. They can remove the magazines from the state, sell them to a licensed firearms dealer, destroy them, or turn them over to law enforcement. A law in Illinois requires doctors to tell patients about abortion options. If the doctor is unwilling to commit the abortion, the doctor or others in the facility should refer the patient to a facility that does provide the services. Dr. Robert Lawler, interviewed by Fox, said of the law, quote, "It's a clear violation of one's conscience rights. It is truly egregious." When he was asked what would happen if a doctor didn't comply, he said, "Well, there could be sanctions and penalties, and I suppose eventually there could be the removal of that doctor." You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So the bottom line is we're talking about Rhode Island. We're talking about vote fraud. Secretary of State for Rhode Island, a lady by the name of Nellie Gourier, I think is how you might say it, has literally found 150,000 people wrongly placed on the state's voter rolls. All right? That's according to the Providence Journal. Now, they say that 65,000 names were cleared away since she became the Secretary of State. Now, she said she would not describe it as fraud. It's really just inaccuracies, she says. Now, the problem with that, Kurt, is they can now use terms like, well, the voter's just inactive, Kurt. Now, the problem is they also are talking about how the state of Ohio purges names. And so what you got here is they have now lost the argument about vote fraud. But all they got to do is say that this was, well, inaccurate. They got erroneous voters. And as long as they wordsmith their way into this, as they back into this, then they can say, well, Donald was wrong. There's no vote fraud. However, there was election tampering. There was all kinds of people in the thousands, even millions, erroneously on ballots. But don't worry, Kurt. It was just, well, inaccuracies, my friend. That's how they're manipulating this and wordsmithing this. Any comment before we move along on this?
Well, it's more of, he who owns the media makes the rules, right? You
know? Yes,
and you know, the whole vote fraud thing, you know, when you really dig into it, when you really look at it, is the vote secure in America? Are there voting, quote, irregularities, or in other words, vote fraud? I mean, is that really happening in America? And the answer is,
well, and in their defense, a little bit, I'm going to say, you know, how do you know when it's fraud versus there are unintentional glitches? And my response is this. When you literally attack us for pointing this out, then I'm going to have a hard time calling it inaccuracies. When you argue with me if it's happening, and then we prove it's happening, and then you chalk it up to erroneous or inaccuracies, I'm going to reject your claim. Now, if you come down and say, are you serious? There's voter fraud. Let's look into this. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's work together and call a spade, and let's take action or literally put in place measures that will ensure the integrity of the vote, and you jump to that effort, then I'll believe you. Does that make any sense, Kurt?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
If you argue with me whether it even happens or not, and then when I prove to you that it does, then you play games with words and semantics about the realities here. I don't care if Donald called it vote fraud, and this lady calls it unintentional, erroneous, errors. I don't care. What I'm saying is this is a problem, and it needs to be fixed. So let's quit quibbling over semantics, and let's fix it. And let's not attack the Donald for saying there's vote fraud, or attack me for reporting that it's there are all kinds of erroneous people on the rolls. Let's just quit the attacks and fix it, folks. And the only real way to fix it is to go back to paper ballots that I know of. All right, Sharon is in Utah and wants to update us on some of the 4th of July happenings. There's a huge group making a lot of difference. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Happy 4th of July elongated weekend. Already getting started, huh?
It is an elongated weekend, isn't it?
You got to love it. So what's happening for you
guys?
We
do. Oh, we're so excited in Utah, and the Freedom Festival is this starts on Friday, and we'll run through the 4th on Tuesday. Great things happening. This is a national event, practically, in our own state and neighborhood here. But we're particularly excited because we have a newly formed coalition. It's a Utah coalition, and it's a coalition that we've formed to protect and defend and support the Constitution. It's called Stand Strong for the Constitution. And what we've done is we've gotten we're just getting started, but we already have a great group of organizations. We have individuals that are joining this coalition. And our focus is to stop any calls for a constitutional convention or an Article 5 convention to amend the Constitution. Constitution, propose amendments to amend the Constitution. We don't want those conventions. So we want to encourage people to understand and follow the Constitution, not change it.
Now, the good part is people are putting together a booth to educate on the Constitution that'll be at all these events, and they're looking for volunteers to get involved in volunteering and helping out with that booth and becoming part of the coalition, right?
Absolutely. You know, some people still don't even know what an Article 5 convention is. And I think those of us who are tuned into this issue may be surprised. They say, well, what's an Article 5 convention? What is this? And you might have a couple of listeners that are in that same position. An Article 5 convention refers to Article 5 of the Constitution, which tells the procedure for amending the Constitution. So that's what an Article 5 convention is. People will argue that it's different from a constitutional convention, but they're pretty much the same thing. So we've got an Article 5 convention or a constitutional convention, also called a CONCON or Convention of States. And there's a lot of problems with trying to amend the Constitution by calling a convention. And so we want to educate citizens, legislators on the hazards and dangers of calling a constitutional convention and, you know, help educate the public.
All right, we're talking about a new Utah-based statewide constitutional coalition, right?
Yeah, right.
That's huge. At least people are working on freedom. You got to love it. The website, ladies and gentlemen, StandStrongForTheConstitution.com, all spelled out, no numbers. StandStrongForTheConstitution.com, and it's setting the standard nationwide is why we bring it up. They're literally getting involved in a huge grassroots educational campaign. The coalition will not only educate about the Constitution, but literally insert themselves everywhere. It's a broad-based coalition to not only educate about the Constitution, but do their very best to bring up issues, constitutionally speaking, with regards to the legislature, with regards to actions by government officials, and they'll do their very best to stand up everywhere for the supreme law. Is that how it is?
Exactly. You know, the Constitution is not flawed. It is the is and was the blueprint for the most benevolent, prosperous, powerful, and free society ever to exist on Earth. The Constitution needs to be followed. And the problem is we have too many people that take an oath of office to support and defend it, and then do not. They do not follow the constitutional guidelines. And we need to have a whole nation that understands the Constitution and wants to preserve it and follow it. So this coalition, we're bringing together different political parties and organizations, all with the concern that we need to protect the Constitution. This is a fabulous coalition that we're getting going. And at the website, people can go on StandStrongForTheConstitution.com. They can sign up to help at the booth. We've got 4 days. Two of those days are 13 hours where we're going to have the booth in operation. We need volunteers that can come and pass out literature. And, you know, you don't have to know a lot except you need to love the Constitution. But just to help as we introduce this coalition. So on the website, people can sign up to help at the booth, say what time they can be there. They can make a donation. This, you know, we've got printing expenses and design expenses and booth expenses. So we really need donations. And people can also join the Constitution, all those things, on that website.
Kurt, you want to add to this? Are you going to head down?
Well, I was just thinking about how, what's amazing to me when I'm, selling my raw honey and I have the Constitution there on the table and, things like that. And then, of course, we have the silver dollars and things for people to get change. They look at you like, what's that for, And I like to tell them that in the Constitution it says that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coined tender in payment of debts. And I like to mark it for right in the Constitution. And they're kind of shocked as to why it says that and why we don't follow it.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, Kurt, Sharon dialing in. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will. Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby. We've got Sharon on the line. We're talking about this new organization. It's really cool, folks. It's a new coalition in Utah, statewide. We're encouraging other states to develop one of their own. But we want you to join the new Utah statewide constitutional coalition. Stand strong for the Constitution.com. Take a break in the shade. There's a Freedom Festival going on in Provo, Utah. It's a 4-day big long event. And they have a booth and they need volunteers to help. Please tell us when you can help is the idea here. Now, quickly, from the website, Kurt, they've got a mission statement that's really cool.
Yeah, good point, Sam. You know, and I was looking down through the list of all the volunteers needed and noticed that Sharon Anderson, our guest, you know, she's got her name on there quite a bit. You know, I was thinking about how it says take a break in the shade. When I'm out doing this day-to-day in the sun, I guess the only shade I got is that sombrero, but I do have umbrellas. These guys, they even have a actual cover for you to be under. You know, that's pretty nice. But anyway, it says, announcing Stand Strong for the Constitution, a Utah coalition. It says organizations and individuals who understand the need to follow the Constitution's guidelines for limited government. Not unlimited government. Then it has coalition members. This is at standstrongfortheconstitution.com. Sam was hoping that we'd be part of that, but I guess we signed up for that earlier, but it didn't get listed on there, Sharon. I don't know how you can, you know, change that, but we're happy to support as much as we can. It says the coalition mission. Stop any calls by Utah for an Article 5. Well, it says Article V, but everybody knows in Roman numerals, that's 5. Article 5 convention, also known as a convention of states, a constitutional convention, or a CONCON, and rescind any current calls. Such an event would accommodate diverse amendment proposals, which would erode the protections to life, liberty, and property that are currently guaranteed by the Constitution. So that's under the coalition mission. There's the correct course of action section that, you know, is... Do you want me to read that too, Sam?
Sure. It's worth updating people on it.
Follow the Constitution as understood by those who ratified it. Wow. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison taught that states should erect barriers against the encroachment of the federal authority. All public servants, particularly our governor, attorney general, state legislators, county sheriffs, and county clerks, supported by an informed citizenry, should ignore, and in parentheses they have, nullify every executive order, legislative statute, judicial opinion, and bureaucratic regulation that exceeds the bounds of the Constitution. Those are some pretty good words.
The bottom line is there's a new coalition doing a great job in Utah. It's setting up a standard just like Larry Hilton, our good buddy, has set up the standard for using constitutional gold and silver coinage and setting a way to accomplish that via the, it used to be the Utah Precious Metals,
organization. The United Precious Metals.
It used to be the Utah. Yeah. Now it's the United Precious.
That's right.
Anyway, UPMA, United Precious Metals Association now. Anyway, it's now branched into other states, and Utah is one of the great constitutional leaders in that. Well, now the coalition is doing the same thing to reject a CONCON, to stand for due process, to stand for the rule of law, and to stand for this idea that we need to erect barriers, Sharon. That's one of the critical components behind the coalition's efforts. It's nonpartisan. It's non-denominational. There's just good, honest people that want to see barriers put in place using, as I say, the checks and balances to peacefully restore the republic.
Absolutely. You know, the forces and individuals and organizations that want to call a constitutional convention are very well organized, very well funded. And I think sometimes as citizens who love our country, we miss the boat by not working together. And there's power in supporting one another and bringing our talents and our passion together so that we can stand strong for the Constitution. I'm so excited that people are wanting to become involved with this. And, you know, each person, it doesn't matter who you are. All you have to do is to love the Constitution and want to follow it. So I encourage people to go to this website, standstrongfortheconstitution.com. If you can, sign up to help at the booth. If you can do so, make a donation. But anyone who wants to can join the coalition.
Or you can bust out and do both if you're really, you know, feeling patriotic for the holidays there, right?
That's right. I was noticing on the list of the volunteer schedules, you know, it looks like around, you know, some of this I could help on. It says that you're going to set up at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Friday, June 30th. I'll bet that's supposed to be 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., but if it is 11 p.m., I can usually do that because I finish my other job around there, you know what I mean?
Hold on, anyway, is it a.m. or p.m. though, Sharon?
I'm sure it's a.m.
The setup is in the morning.
Yeah.
We need to correct that.
All right, no problem then. In the a.m., you know, Kurt can look at that schedule and fill that sucker out and volunteer
right.
Till he drops.
Because I got
thing.
That 11 p.m. at night till like 6:30 in
my
the morning.
My job
open,
is after Kurt Cosby works
space.
Super hard and then just drops from sheer exhaustion, my job is to come by with water. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's how I do it. No, all I'm telling you is it's good stuff. Folks are getting involved everywhere, and we need more of it. It's kind of like that country song. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. We got to have that going on. Please learn more about, get involved in, or start one in your own state. This new Utah-based statewide constitutional coalition. All right?
And by the
strong.
Way, Sam, you can take the whole day off on Sunday, you know, rest up Sunday.
No, I can't. I got to go to church.
It's not open.
Friend.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is this booth is not open on Sunday.
All right. Well, so that's good news.
Right.
Like
the booth is open Friday evening, and then on Saturday and Monday, it's from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and on the 4th of July, everything will be closing down 5 or 6 in the evening. But we've got some long days and some hot days, and we're going to have water, you know. So come get some chilled water. And
all right. There you go. Any final thoughts, Sharon?
Well, yeah. Everything necessary to guarantee the preservation and prosperity of our nation is in the inspired Constitution.
Amen.
We need to follow it, not try to change it. We have what we need, and it's been given to us. It's interesting that a lot of people that say we need the Article 5 Convention, they say, oh, it's inspired. But the problem is, they say, the only way to fix our country is to change the Constitution, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, and what doesn't make sense further in my mind is this. If your marriage isn't working out, and Scott Bradley's well known for bringing this up, I don't get credit for it, but he's spot on is why I bring it up, is that, you know, if your marriage is in trouble, you don't go, let's just jettison the institution of marriage or revisit the rules of the marriage institution that God set up. What you do is you obey the rules relating to it and you see if things go better. Well, the same thing's true here with the supreme law of the land. Is it perfect? Well, I'm not even here to debate if it's perfect or not. I would say nothing's perfect, but it's the best we've got by far. I would say let's try to obey it and see what happens.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea. Sharon, one other question for you before you go. I was curious. I know that you know, it's a pretty penny to have a pretty good booth there at the Freedom Festival. They don't give those away. As far as I know, the money all goes to, is it the state or the county, or, you know, who runs this whole thing?
Well, there is a Freedom Festival organization, and they have a lot of expenses, so I believe it goes to that organization.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those quasi-private government things, Kurt.
Yeah, anyway, this booth that they have arranged for is the fifth booth north of 100 South. It's on University Avenue. It's called Booth F-128. I'm sure you can find it. A lot of patriotic folks there. Somebody had to front the cash to do this at the first. Now, there's a place on this website where you can contribute, you know, and be part of it and make it not quite so expensive for those hardworking folks like Sharon and Gail Ruzica and Lowell Nelson, who, I mean, I guess maybe the main sponsors are those ones at the top that we read, Bert and Kathy Smith, Constitution Commemoration. This is the group of folks that put the money up at the first?
Well, actually, we don't have all the money yet. This is kind of a leap of faith. Because we've got the booth expense, we've got printing. We're printing, we've designed and printed, you know, thousands of trifold brochures. And so we've got a lot of expenses involved, and we're just hoping that people will understand the need to help support us financially and, you know, help with the booth if they can. And
do you know who did the
printing on the website
trifolds? It's Stand Strong for the Constitution.com. We do a lot of printing for, you know, a lot of folks for pretty inexpensive, but we didn't hear about this. Anyway, Stand Strong for the Constitution.com.
All right, we'll keep up on this too. Lowell will be on with us on Monday. We'll talk about it then. We always do the recap of our show, so we'll talk about it tomorrow as well. And I think we're even going to be live for the 4th of July, so maybe we can get someone to dial in live from the event for that. So we'll cover this in depth, and we'll encourage other states to do the same across the country. Nothing like copycats for good things, huh, Sharon?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend, and happy Independence Day.
Amen. Give out the website one more time.
Stand Strong for the Constitution.com.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
There she goes. More and more Americans anxiously engaged in a good cause, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to love it. It's infectious. You want to join and get involved, please do so. All right. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use straight ahead. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country everywhere we go in the media and our lives. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you get involved? We declare also this nation shall endure.